Good morning, good morning. 大家早，阿长。This is a lovely, lovely space here. 这个地方真好哈。Want to use this opportunity to express my gratitude to all the fathers and volunteer here who over the years.Had to work very hard to maintain this place of practice for us, and they did miracle even with this new space. So wonderful. So I want to really express my gratitude. 希望趁这个机会呢，也感恩法师们跟还有义工菩萨们这么多年在护持这个道场，让我们有这么好的地方修行连这个临时的地方也弄得这么好哈，我们真的很感恩。Today's topic, contemplating aging and death as a Chan practitioner. I was asked why I want to talk about this topic last night, and I've been asking myself the same question. And as the more I think about it, the more I think maybe I'm in over my head here. So I will give it a try. 今天的题目，我 I don't know what's the Chinese topic. 今天的中文的题目是什么？I forgot about something like no. 今天的题目中文应该大概是禅修者怎么去看老跟生干跟死亡 something like that. 那有人昨天问我为什么想要讲这个题目，我一直也在问我自己，我在想可能呢我在选择了一个太难的题目了，所以我还是试试看看怎么样。This is I feel this particularly strongly as I arrived seeing so many old bodhisattvas here who would have much more experience and much more wisdom to share with us. I'm really just a beginner in thinking about this topic. And I guess I will just try my best to share what I have come up with. And please do give me your comments and help me think about this more.
这个感觉呢，今天早上到这边的这个道场的时候看了这么多老菩萨们呢，那让我觉得更强烈，因为这些老菩萨对这个题目一定有更深刻的经验跟智慧。所以对我来讲呢，我只是初学什么都不懂，所以呢只是试试看分享一下我可以想到的。那如果讲的有问题有讲错了希望大家跟我分享一下，你给我一些意见哈。And another reason why I've been thinking about this topic is some of you might know that my father got very sick early this year, and I spent a couple trips in Hong Kong to take him to the hospital and take him back home. So that's also another reason why that triggered me to really think about this topic. There's nothing like having to truly face the a serious illness and almost dying in hospital to get one to really think about this topic seriously. 当然另外一个原因也有一些菩萨可能也知道今年二三月的时候我父亲也进了医院，那个那段时间情况很严重，所以呢当然就是当自己要面对那个自己的亲人的面对死亡的时候，就特别就会想到这个题目也没有办法避免了。好 So This is a topic that we don't talk about very often because we live in a culture that try very hard to avoid thinking about aging and death. We live in the culture that worships youth. We hear about how we can get younger, how we can stay young forever, how we can reverse aging, and live longer life as way for us to evade this inevitable fact of life that the body will deteriorate and eventually will die. 当然这个题目我们很少会直接去讲到，因为我们都不想要想讲到那个老跟死亡，因为我们的社会都是整天希望只是讲，因为我们都是想要一直就是越来越年轻啦，永远年轻啦，不要老啦，不要想要我们都会死了这个事实哈，这个是不会不希望去想到这个身体是慢慢会衰老，然后还会死这个事实，没有人想要去想。However, even we have new technology, new medicine that can cure illnesses like cancer and maybe in the future Alzheimer, we still have the same condition that this body will age and eventually it will stop working. And so that the technology may change the conditions in which we live, but our basic human condition of having this body hasn't. 那当然呢，我们就是很兴奋，就是我们有新的科技、新的药物，可以让我们可以不用癌症，可能可以治好了那个老人痴呆症也可能会治好了我们会觉得这个很兴奋。可是呢，虽然我们有这些科技哈，可是可能可以改变我们这个生存的环境。可是我们作为一个人类，有这个身体这个事实，这个身体会衰老跟死这个事实还是没有改变的。And more importantly, with these medical advances that comes the longer life expectancy, that means that many of us will likely live in an older body for longer. It seems it's even more important for us to learn how to live with an aging body. So that we can create less suffering for ourselves and others. 当然这些科技的进步呢，让我们的寿命可以增长哈。这样意思是说，很多人会活得90、100岁。这意思就是说，我们都会在这个老的身体活得更长的时间，那这样子，这代表我们这更应该去学习怎么样去活在这个身体里面，不要产生对自己跟其他人产生太多的痛苦嘛。那the way if we study the Dharma, we will be familiar with the teaching of suffering and the biggies of suffering that we hear about is the birth, sickness, aging, and death. And this is something we hear about that's the great matter of the birth and death that we have to resolve as a practitioner. And it's important for us to keep this in mind as a Chan practitioner. As we are younger and practice with our healthy body, we might focus on dealing with stress at home and at work in our life. And they are important and useful to practice that way. But we will find that these stresses at home and work will be dwarfed by the challenges presented to us by our own aging and death and that of our loved ones. So while we may have varying degree of support from others in this process, it's something that we ultimately have to face on our own. 我们学佛的都会知道呢，苦，我们讲到苦，就是讲到生老病死这四种苦。讲到我们学佛修行，就是希望了生死哈。这个就是修行者一定也常常要记在心里面的重要的事情。 那当我们年轻的时候在修行啊，身体好的时候修行呢，我们主要就是说，生活家庭里面啊，工作里面啊的困难呢，我们希望用修行的方法去解决去处理。可是呢，这些生活里面的这些烦恼呢，跟我们在当我们面对老跟死的时候的痛苦呢，简直是都是比较是小事了哈。尤其是也还有当我们面对我们亲人的老跟死，也是一个很困难的时候。所以呢，虽然呢，我们在这个过程里面呢，可能会有其他人来帮助我们，可是我们还是要自己去面对死老跟死这个事实的。And as I mentioned earlier, that I started thinking about this topic more seriously early this year when my father got very sick, and I wasn't sure if I would see him again when I left Hong Kong in February. The suffering he experienced confirmed for me many wise things that I have heard over the years regarding the deterioration of the body as we age. One of the things that always stuck in my mind is that many years ago when I was in Arkansas visiting my in-laws, I had at a vegetable fruit stand, there's this little wood sign, like a little thing like that, by the register of this place, saying that getting old ain't for sissies. And I always remember that, telling us that it takes a lot of courage and strength to face old age, with the deterioration of the body, loss of our identity as we retire from our work, increasing social isolation as we lose mobility and social status as friends die. 那我刚才讲了，我因为今年因为我父亲的生病很严重的事情呢，让我开始想到这个题目。当我二月离开香港的时候，我是不知道我会不会再看到我父亲的。我想起他我父亲这个那个痛苦呢，感受到的痛苦呢，让我想起了这么多年来我听到很多人所讲到有关死亡有关老跟死这个那些很有智慧的用语哈。我还记得在那个有个地方我看到这个有人放写了这一句话哈，要这个中文不是很好翻哈，这个意思是说要越来怎么讲哈 ？Getting old, how do you say in Chinese? So thank you. So you got it. Like 那个老化的过程不是给胆子小的人啊，就非常好啊。那个我常常会记在这些心里哈。因为这个告诉我们呢，要我们越来越老这个过程呢，是我们是需要很多的勇气，去面对的，不是小事情，不是很容易的事情。这个老化的过程是说，我们的身体是越来越老化了，还有我们自我的形象。也越来越我们失去我们自己的形象，我们退休啦，我们越来越朋友的圈子越来越少啦，因为我们没有办法到处跑啦，或是我们的朋友慢慢都失去了，就是越来越我们的社交的圈子越来越小。Aging is a slow process during which everything we hold dear in life disappears one by one.Sometimes more suddenly than others. The process may be sped by sickness that seem to sneak up on us from nowhere. I have a friend who recently went to a doctor thinking that she had a flu. And at the end of the day, she got a diagnosis of having leukemia. And so her life was turned upside down in a few hours. So we just have no idea what will happen. We have no idea how long this process will take and how and when it will end. The only thing we know for sure is that it will end in an event we call death. Okay. So, 这个老化的过程呢是一个漫长的过程呢。 我们就会发现在这个过程里面呢，我们觉得很宝贵的，对我们很重要的东西呢，慢慢一样一样的去消失哈。可在那个过程里面，可能我们呢这个过程会突然越来越快，就是如果我们有很严重的病的话，那我有一个同事呢，他去那个医生看医生，以为是自己是感冒了。 然后呢，那个过了几个小时，在之后呢，那个医生发现他是患了血癌，那这几个小时里面呢，他的生命完全改变了。那这个过程里面呢，我们是不知道会发生什么的，我们不知道会有多久，我们不知道会怎么就结束，我们也不知道什么时候结束。 我们唯一知道的事情就是这个过程到会结束的时候，就是我们叫死亡这个事情了。Death is scary because we have no idea how it's like to not have this body functioning anymore. It's very difficult to imagine that because we have this body all the time. And often we are scared of the way in which it will occur. We're like, would that be a lot of pain? Would I be in long pain, would it be a long painful death? That also contribute to our fear. People always like to fantasize about the good death whenever we talk about this topic. Yeah, like I would like to die in my sleep, pain free. I would like to order that one. And the truth of the matter is that we just don't know how and when it will happen. And for most people, thinking about this is simply too depressing. And so we don't think about it, going on life as if it's someone else's problem. And when we refrain from thinking about and contemplating aging and death, we are also foregoing the opportunity to prepare ourselves for these very trying time of our lives. 那个死亡呢，对我很多人来讲都是我们非常恐惧的事情，因为我们一直都是有这个身体啊，我们没有办法想象这个没有这个身体，这个身体不能再用，可以用的时候，是怎么样的一个事情哈？还有呢，我们很恐惧，就是我们不知道会怎么样的发生，我们很担心会不会很痛，那个很多痛苦啊，会不会很长啊？那很多时候我发现，当我们讨论的这个题目的时候呢，有很多人就会就是想啊，我就希望呢，我死的时候就是在睡梦里面死啊，就是不就很快就是死掉，或者是那个好像啊，我们是可以选择的啊，决定的怎么去死的，好。当然，事实就是我们是不知道什么时候，还有我们是怎么会死的。 所以呢，对很多人来讲呢，去想这个题目就是太令人沮丧了哈，所以我们就不去想了，不去想它，就是好像觉得这个都是其他人的问题，不是我的问题哈，就不去想它。可是呢，当我们不去想，不去探索这个老跟死这个过程这个情况的话呢，我们呢。 也同时间不给我们自己的机会去好好的准备这个老跟死这个时间是我们生命里面最困难的时间，我们也没有办法好好的准备了哈。Many people come to the practice hoping that we can somehow avoid the suffering of aging and death by engaging in the practice. Thinking that all I need to do is attain enlightenment and see the nature of emptiness and then I'm set. Like, there's get this impression. It's possible to maintain this illusion if we are relatively young and healthy and have not had to be up close and personal with someone, including long-time practitioners, who is really getting old or dying. If we keep this mentality, despite all the meditating and chanting we do, we may still find ourselves completely blindsided when we are forced to confront death and the indignity of old age, indignities such as losing crucial bodily and mental functions, losing mobility and independence, or being put in a nursing home, and etc. Contemplating aging and death as part of our Chan practice will help us be more prepared so that we can live through the process of aging and dying with more clarity, wisdom, and compassion.
很多人来修行，就可以避免那个老跟死的痛苦了，可能会想了，我就很努力修行，我开悟了之后呢，就没有问题了，我就没有问题了，就不会那老跟死就不会痛苦了。那当我们还是年轻，身体还是很好的时候，或许呢都没有。 亲的经历到自己很亲的亲人呢，老跟死的经验的时候呢，或许我们还是可以这样想象哈。可是呢，如果我们一直还是有这样子的错误的观念的话，就算我们修行。 怎么修行，打坐啊，或是念佛啊，我们还是会发现，当我们真正要面对老跟死亡的时候，我们呢还是会发现，我们是完全没有准备。我们说哈，我怎么会怎么样？会这样想。所以呢，去思考，还有这个探索这个探索这个用禅修去参跟探索这个老跟死这个过程呢，会帮助我们好好的准备，怎么样去经历这个老跟死亡这个过程。而在这个过程里面呢，我们是用那个很明静的心。 How do we go about doing so as a Chan practitioner? One very important thing for us is to develop right view about the impermanence and emptiness of the body. By cultivating clear awareness of the present moment experiences of the body and mind, and this is made possible by using meditative method such as falling breath or chanting the Buddha's name to settle the mind. With a settled mind, then we can begin to look into our mind's reaction to our bodily sensations and see into how we create our sufferings, which give us the clue to how we can stop giving rise to suffering. 面对我们的老跟死亡呢，那个最重其中一个非常重要的就是要升起正见。这个正见就是清清楚楚的知道我们的身体是无常和空的。那怎么样去升起这个正见呢？而不只用口讲，而是呢是真正是用禅修的方法，念佛啊，那个或是学习啊，这个那个安心的方法来修行，让我们可以清清楚楚的看到我们当下身体跟心的现象。To to contemplate aging and death, it is very important to cultivate right view regarding the body. What's this right view? It's to understand clearly that the present moment condition and experience of the body is the manifestation of the coming together of many, many causes and conditions. And this is what it means by the emptiness of the body and bodily sensations. And since these causes and conditions are constantly changing, the body and bodily sensations are also impermanent. Now, 用禅修来看这个老跟死，就是要来修炼这个对身体这个正见。这个正见是什么呢？就是呢，很清清楚楚的知道呢，每一个当下的身体的感受、身体的情况，都是。有很都是很多很多因缘和合而成的，而成到现在当下这个身体的情况跟经验，这个就是我们说的这个身体是空的意思。那当这些所因为这些所有的因缘都是一直不断的在改变的，那因为这个身体是因缘和合的，那当然我们的身体跟身体感受也是无常的了。So for example, you may be feeling pretty drowsy and tired right now. And if you allow yourself to contemplate that, you may be able to see the causes and conditions that bring about your present moment experience of feeling tired or drowsy. Maybe you didn't sleep well last night or the last few nights. Maybe you haven't been exercising. Maybe you haven't been eating enough.Maybe you've forgotten your vitamin, maybe because of the overcast sky. Many, probably all of them, in one way or the other, has some role to play in your present moment experience. So maybe after a talk, what would you do? Well, maybe you can go have a cup of coffee or tea. And what are you doing? You're changing the condition, adding caffeine into your body, and...then the feeling of drowsiness may be alleviated. So with the change in this condition, you experience your body differently. Okay. 那举个例子哈，或许大家有在坐在这里也可能感觉到有点疲倦或者是有点困哈。这个当下的身体的感受情况跟感受。那如果我们看一下，我们就可能可以看到这个当下这个身体的感受是有很多因缘和合而成的，或是就是前几天没有睡得很好我没有去运动我们没有吃饱或是没有吃的维他命或是因为天气都是没有看到阳光很多这些因缘和合让到我们现在当下的身体有这样子的情况跟感受。好，那大家想或许这个开始原结束之后可以去喝杯茶喝杯咖啡，那这个是怎么样呢？我们改变这个因缘，放一些咖啡因进去身体里面，那个这个我觉得很困的这个感受就好像就没有了，就改变了身体的那个感受了。So this is not very difficult to understand that our present moment body experience is the coming together of many causes and conditions. What is not so easy is to remember to contemplate our body and mind this way at all time, so that we can truly let go of the view that the body has to feel a certain way.And we generate vexations and suffering because of this view. And it is crucial for this practice is thus crucial for living through the process of aging and dying. 那这个呢，菩萨就看听到觉得，这个很容易理解哈，
所以我们想一下都可以理解到这个身体是空的什么意思哈。可是不是那么容易呢，就是呢每一个当下我们都记得这样子去参我们的身体的感受是空的，这个每一刻感受到身体的感受是一直在改变，因为因缘的和合一直在改变，这个就不是那么容易。那当我可是如果我们可以记得这样子去用禅修去参这个身体的话呢，我们就可以慢慢可以放下我们有的我们心里面有对这个身体的一些想法，我们会有一个想法，这个身体应该是怎么样的，应该的感受是怎么样的，这种的不正见我们就可以慢慢可以放下了。那这个修这个这样子修对参这个身体的修行呢，对我们经历这个老跟死的过程是非常重要的。However, instead of contemplating the body this way, we usually focus on creating material conditions to keep the body comfortable and feeling pleasant based on this understanding. So we establish daily habits or routine for this purpose. We get up, we drink a cup of coffee so that we can avoid unpleasant sensations of feeling low energy or drowsy. Well, you might all be able to relate to that. And we feed the body food and liquid and clothe it appropriately for the weather to avoid unpleasant sensations of hunger, thirst, or being too hot or too cold. Right? 可是呢，我们通常呢不是这样子去参这个身体的。我们呢通常呢就是忙着去看怎么样可以让这个身体比较就舒服哈，就是那个身体一点点不舒服，我们就想怎么样去让它可以更舒服哈。所以呢我们日常的生活生活习惯呢，我们起来我们喝杯咖啡哈，让我们可以醒来，就因为我们不希望就是觉得很好累累的哈。我们的日常生活就是这样子，我们吃饭喝水，然后穿那个衣服，就是因为我们不希望这个身体要感受到这个肚子饿啦口渴啦那个太冷啦太热啦这个不这些感受。You might have the experience of getting irritated when the body experiences discomfort yourself. When you're hungry or thirsty, too hot, too cold, drowsy, tired, get grumpy. Now these are unpleasant sensations experienced by the body. And unpleasant sensations are there to get us to do something. It's like an evolution thing. You know, the body feels hungry, give us the sensation of hunger. Go eat something so that the body will not fade away. Like it gets thirsty, it's unpleasant, go drink something. It's too hot, like put some, take some, open the window. So these are signs that the way the body get us to look after it properly. 那大家或许都很有这个经验，就是这个当这个身体啊都感受到不舒服的时候呢，那心情会不好哈，我们就会觉得就会觉得会容易生气哈，那个或是我们在肚子饿啊、口渴啊、太冷啊、太热啊、很累呀都会就是心情会不好哈。那个这些呢，就是我们说的那个苦受这个身体的是不觉得不好的不舒服的感受哈。可是我们要了解清楚呢，这些身体的我们看的这个苦受呢，是我们身体给我们的一些信息，就是感觉肚子饿了，就是让我们说哦你要吃饭啦，不然你一直不吃饭你就死了哈。你要口渴哈，就是让你知道你要喝点水啦，不然那个不够水啦，你就有身体有问题啦。那个身体觉得很热哈，太热了，或你会有问题了，是让你开个窗子了。其实这些都是身体的一些 重要的功能，让我们知道怎么好好的去照顾这个身体。So if we have some of you might be familiar with the teaching of the 12 linked chain of dependent origination, the 12 nidanas. And there's this part of the long chain that sensation resulting from the contact of the body and the environment conditions craving. Right. And so the sensation that the body experiences, that's what the body does. How we, that's just the body's just doing its thing. How we respond to it, whether we responded with craving and aversion or not, determines whether we suffer or not. 那大家或许也有听过这个十二因缘的那个观念了。在里面呢是一个很长的说什么缘什么，那里面一个很重要的点呢就是说这个身体跟那个环境接触的时候就会有这个感受乐受苦受，是身体的乐受苦受，这个就是身体自然的经验，刚才已经讲了。可是下个就是乐受和苦受缘爱，就是我们贪爱，好，那乐受我们就贪爱它，苦受我们就不要它。这个呢就是苦，我们怎么样去产生苦的感受，苦的经验，这是从这里来的。所以呢这个身体有这个感受呢，这个是身体做它的事情，我们怎么样去面对它呢，去怎么反应呢，就是确定我们是要产生这个苦还是没有问题啊。So we'll find that it was like, oh, this is good, this is easy. I'll just stop craving, stop reacting to unpleasant sensations. If you have a try, you'll find it's not that easy. We are very much conditioned to react to unpleasant sensations with aversion. So that's the flip side of craving for pleasant sensations. We like the body to feel comfortable. We really hate it when it feels any discomfort. Try it anytime. You know, just right now, if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, you can feel that the aversion to it. In our compulsion to get rid of unpleasant sensations and to get back to pleasant one is pretty entrenched. It happens so fast, we don't even know that we're doing it. And I'm going to ask you to check to see if you have ever allowed yourself to notice this compulsion. And the cultivation of clear awareness in chan practice is about cultivating our ability to see everything that arises in the mind, including this compulsion that arises pretty quickly the moment we experience these unpleasant sensations. 那我们就说哦，那个很简单了哈，那个有苦受的时候我就不要去我就不要去那个讨厌它就好了啊，讲的很容易讲哈。如果我们试过就是有点什么不舒服，我们很快就已经讨厌它，然后就生烦恼了，快快的我们都没有办法看到怎么像发生的哈。因为呢我们就是一个习性，就是有苦受的时候我们就希望去，我们立刻就是讨厌它，然后就生烦恼生那个苦了。那因为我们就是很都是一直希望身体舒服，有一点点不舒服就要去把它弄掉，让这个身体要回去舒服的这个感觉，这个就是我们一直跟我们身体的关系。这一种这一种的反应呢是发生的很快的。我希望大家问大家一下，有没有看到过自己这样子升起这种的反应发生的很快，所以呢 这个禅修的功能就是可以让我们看到我们的起心动念，包括这一种的很快的对我们苦受的反应。When we don't see the compulsion arising, or do not allow ourselves to see it because we want to not give rise to a vexation, I want to believe we don't have vexations, we miss the opportunity to learn about how our mind works. Without understanding how we give, why we react to unpleasant sensations, how can we stop reacting to them without craving and aversion?It just happens so fast. We just don't even know how to change our reaction. 那当我们呢没不去修行，让我们可以看到这种的反应，好，根深蒂固的这个很快就会发生的反应，的时候呢，我们呢就没有机会呢去好好的看到我们的心是怎么样的。我们的起心动念是怎么发生的？那当我们呢没有好好的去了解我们怎么样对这些苦受产生的反应的时候呢，我们怎么可能去停止对我们的苦受做出这些讨厌的反应呢？然后我们还是会继续去升起我们的烦恼跟痛苦了。While feeding and clothing the body is useful for survival, we go beyond keeping the body safe, fed, and clothed. We develop an idea about how the body is supposed to feel and look, and the deviation from that ideal image becomes a problem. So we react by seeingthat my body is not feeling the way it's supposed to. Something's wrong. And then this is bad. And then we want to get rid of this uncomfortable sensation. This is not how I'm supposed to feel. It is not how I'm supposed to look. And then we find ourselves craving, trying desperately to try to go back what we see as normal, how our body is supposed to feel. Check it out to see if that'swhat happens. 那当我们呢刚才讲了，就是在我们的生活里面，我们那个照顾着身体，吃东西喝东西，穿那个衣服保暖啊，让这个身体可以可来照顾这个身体哈。可是呢，我们跟我们的身体的那个关系呢，不只是这样子的。我们慢慢就会有这个想法呢，就觉得我们会有这个想法，觉得这个身体是应该是这怎么这样子是怎么样的，个感受应该是怎么样的。那当我们现在当下的身体的情况跟那个感受，跟我们心里面理想的这个想法有什么差别的时候呢，我们就会有反应，我们就这个，哎，我身体这个不应该是这样子的，我们觉得是有问题了，这个是不好了，不妙了，就我们就会希望把这个现在当下的身体的状况跟那个感受把它赶走，我们就会发现我们很希望用尽办法回去我们觉得身体应该是怎么样的情况。如果你不相信，你可以去看看是你有没有做过这样的事情。So we find that we do this quite often. And this entire process is a process of suffering.我们发现呢，我们常常做这样的事情的。其实我们如果有去关照我们的身体的时候，我们就知道我们常常做的事情，这个过程就是生起苦的过程了。So for example, when we get sick, we feel fatigued, we cannot do a lot of things, we get a fever or something, and these are actually the body's manifestation when the immune system is doing work, should be thankful that it's actually working, to tell us that we need to slow down and get some rest so that the body can focus on fighting the bug. But we don't comply usually because we have our idea of how our body is supposed to be able to do, like supposed to be able to keep doing what it's been doing, go to work and go exercise, and as if like there's nothing wrong. So we push ourselves and actually prolong the illness. You might have done that. So I have done that many times. Right. 那所以呢，我们可以想一个。 那个例子哈，有时候我们生病啊，生病的时候，这个身体就或许发烧啦，那个又痛啦，那个很累啦，什么都不能做啦哈，其实呢，这些生病有这样的情况，有这样的现象呢，是因为我们的身体还是正常，因为身体在那个有细菌啊，那个要去那个身体在那个免疫系统。 去处理这个事情的时候，我们就会有发烧啦、那个痛啦，让我们呢知道呢，要休息，让这个身体呢好好去用这个免疫的系统去做它的工作，可是呢，我们通常不会好好的听话的，我们就是，我没有啊，我身体应该是可以做这个做那个去上班啊，去运动啊什么啊，我们就不愿意听话，好好去休息。 啊，然后还去做一大堆的事情，然后就是原来两天都可以病的好的病啊，我们病了一两个礼拜哈，那么我自己也常常做这些事情啊，或许你也做过哈。So we have strong tendency to react to unpleasant sensations of the body with the support of our idea of who we are supposed to be involving our body. The more we attach to this self, the body, our idea of how the body and self is supposed to be, due to our failure or unwillingness to examine and challenge our idea of the self, the less likely we can truly see the emptiness of our bodily sensations. 所以我们可以看到呢，我们呢具有这个很强烈的那个习性哈，来。 反对我们的苦身体的苦受呢，有这样反应的，而这些反应呢，是因为我们有这些想法，对我们想到我的身体应该是有这样子的情况跟感受的想法，那这个就是我们对我们的自我跟身体的那个执着，那我们。 越对我们的自我跟身体执着呢，为什么会有这样执着呢？是因为我们没有好好的去看，我们有这些的想法，还有这些想法是怎么样让我们身体痛苦的，我们因为没有去好好的参。 我们就越了，就这些执着就没有办法去改变了。越执着呢，我们就越没有办法看到我们的身体跟这个身体的感受是空的。The thought that I am not supposed to feel this way underlies our compulsion to reject the unpleasant sensation. Do you see thoughts like this arising when the body experiences unpleasant sensations? I hear retreatants reporting that all the time when they fight their leg pain. I'm not supposed to feel leg pain because I'm special. So as we practice settling our mind, we have a better chance of spotting this kind of thoughts arising. 那我们呢会发现呢，我们有这样子的想法。当我们就是跟不希望我们在讨厌我们的这个身体的苦受的时候，我们会有这个想这些念头升起来，就是我身体我不应该有这样子的感受的。 我会问大家有没有这样的经验，就有这样子的念头在产生。啊，我在禅修的时候，那个禅宗常常有跟我讲，那个腿痛，因为他心里就我不应该腿痛的啊，哦，很奇怪有这样的想法哈，我们可是就是有这样的想法。那当我们呢修行的时候，那心安静下来呢，我们就可以看到我们有这样子的起心动念了。We develop thought patterns like this because we have not been practicing to pay attention to the emptiness of the body and bodily sensations. We are too busy manipulating the environment to make the body feel a certain way, rather than pay attention to how the body is feeling in the present moment and the next moment.And to directly observe how our bodily sensations are constantly changing owing to the changing causes and conditions. As a result, instead of seeing that our bodily sensations are constantly changing, we just get mad at what we are feeling and get worried.And we can find way to get into this practice even without having a lot of meditation too. Like when we feel the pain, when we feel the discomfort, we allow, instead of starting just like our usual complaining about it, worrying about it, we catch ourselves out and it's like, okay, you see that, oh, it hurts now. It doesn't hurt so much later. That's the kind of phone conversation I have with my dad when he complains about his leg pain. I make him talk through everything that he's experiencing and to let him to see that, well, you know what, like, it's not like that all the time. It helps us begin to see that it is not as permanent and terrible as we make it out to be. So,我们发现呢，我们有这样子的想法是一种习性。那有这样的习性是因为呢，我们没有呢修行去每一个当下每一个不断的去好好的关照我们身体跟这个身体的感受是空的这个事实。哦，为什么？因为我们通常呢就是忙着去让我们的身体怎么样可以比较舒服，凉一点，那个冷气弄凉一点，弄暖气弄软一点，多吃一点，用个整天在忙着让这个身体要怎么样，这个不是问题哈。可是呢我们整天忙着做这个事情的时候呢，我们就忘记去就是关照当下这个身体哈，这个身体当下的感受什么感受，然后下个当下呢，下个当下呢，一个当下一个当下去直接的去关照这个身体的感受。那当我们这样子修行的时候，我们就发现呢这个身体感受呢是不断的不断的在改变的，不断的因为那个因缘是不断的改变的。那这样子呢我们就可以慢慢可以看到这个身体是空的。那就算我们呢没有呢很多禅修的经验，我们其实也可以开始这样子关照我们每个当下身体的感受。我跟我爸讲电话的时候，老人家啊就是哎呀这个腿痛那个背痛，整天就是那个就很痛苦啊，就是当然就很担心了哈，有痛的时候。那我就让我爸就是哎怎么痛怎么痛法讲来听一下哈，他就那个描述一下，就这样子，然后再那样子那样子啊，那个你看不是整天都是这样子嘛，今天痛下午不痛上午痛，就是无常的哈。 啊，其实就是很简单，就让慢慢啊 ，OK， 他就慢慢觉得哦，就哦，马上过几个月之后就说哦，就是那样子了，没有什么大问题哈，慢慢可以看到都是正常的，哎，这个，所以呢，其实我们都谁都可以开始修行的哈，So when any of you've been to meditation retreat, you can relate to this. When we try to fight our present moment experience and try to get it into change it so that it can fit into how we feel the body is supposed to feel, it's a kind of a futile endeavor, right?If you've ever been in sitting meditation with leg pain, it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to feel this pain. Like, I want this pain to go away. I want to sit like this without any pain. If you ever try that, you'll find that it's one of the most frustrating things in the world to do. And so if we can instead be with the present moment sensation of the body, yes, we can notice that maybe it is too cold. Maybe there is some pain. But we'll find that,It's okay. It's okay. And when we'll find that when we are not busy trying to get rid of the sensation and create the one we like, we can actually see more clearly what we can and cannot do with the situation. And we can thus accept the causes and conditions. In that way,we can be more at peace with whatever the body is experiencing. Now, 我们通常呢就是忙着怎么去把让那个身体的感受呢改变，去变成我觉得我的身体应该是这样子的，整天去是忙着做这个事情哈。那如果大家有打坐的经验呢，就会知道啊。打坐腿痛哈，那腿痛的时候，哎，我不应该腿痛的，我那个因为我希望那个坐在这里就是什么痛都没有，我就希望要这个，那整天一直在忙着去希望把这个腿痛赶走，然后就是让身体那个什么痛都没有，好，当大家有机会像师伯做这个事情了之后，就知道这个是没有用的，好，所以呢，那如果我们会发现呢？我们不要做那个事情，不要去把那个痛的感受赶走，我不就是在这个当下感受这个身体啊，然后呢，我们就会发现呢，我们是有点痛的感觉哈，可是没有问题的，这个不是什么大的问题哈。那当我们呢，不是他很忙着要。把这个我们不喜欢的感受这个的赶走，然后就是要我们想要的感受呢，我们就会我们的心会比较明净，我们就可以清清楚楚看到现在当下有什么我是可以做的，有什么是不可以做的，没有办法，我们就可以接受当下的因缘。这样子呢，我们就发现我们在书上我们身体的感受里面，我们就会比较可以那个心可以比较安定。 When we can practice this way, the body may get sick or feel uncomfortable, but we don't need to suffer because we find that there's no need to fight and rejectunpleasant sensations. 那当我们呢看到当我们这样子修行的时候，我们都发现呢，这个就算我们的身体会生病啊，或是觉得不舒服的时候呢，我们不一定需要觉得痛苦的。那因为我们发现呢有这样子的苦受的时候，我们不需要去把它赶走它，去跟它再打仗，好，所以我们的可以是有平安的。 While we observe our reaction to the bodily sensations, we might also detect thoughts and beliefs that add to our suffering. So, for example, when we get sick or an existing health condition relapse, we may see thoughts like these arising, thinking that, oh, I thought I was cured. Why is it coming back? Well, maybe people who had long bouts of cancer. It's good. Or this is going to get worse and worse. If I can't do this now, maybe I won't be able to do anything soon. Fear of losing a lot of our functions arise. I can't do anything well now, and I'm worthless and useless. I'm going to be such a burden that no one wants me anymore. Poor me. That's self-pity. Right. So you can see how the emotional aspects of the experience makes it more difficult. So the painful sensation is already make it difficult, but we add to our suffering by adding on these thoughts and beliefs that get us to have more fear and worry than necessary. 那当我们呢在关照我们的身体，我们心对这个身体的感受的反应的时候，我们或许也会看到呢，我们怎么样升起这些想法跟念头呢，让我们呢更多有更多的痛苦哈。或许大家有这样子的经验呢，当我们生病啊，或是我们有一些长期的病，就是。本来情况蛮好的，然后又情况又不是那么好的时候，我们或许会看见这些这些念头发生起哈。你像就会说啊，我以为我就已经都治好了，怎么会又这样子发生呢？或者是呢，我们会想呢啊，这个是越来越糟，会越来越糟糕。如果是我今天这样子了，会明天下个月越来越糟糕了。好，我就很快我就什么都不能做了。或是呢在想呢，我现在就什么都不能做啦，我没有用啦，很快呢大家都不要我啦，因为我就大家会觉得我是很大的负担啦，我们就开始就很担心很害怕我们这样的情况一下去会怎么样啊。我们会发现呢，这个身体问题的时候呢，已经这个苦受已经不容易了，我们发现我们的心里面升起这些念头呢，会让我们的痛苦再增加了。And feeling this way, we're also more likely to cause harm to others. We get irritated, become very difficult, and we say mean things to others, especially those taking care of us. Often out of fear that they feel taking care of us as a burden. And very often we are projecting our fear of being a burden onto those around us. And of course, this just makes things even worse as we cause problems in our relationship with our loved ones. 那当我们有这样子的感受、这想法的时候呢，我们痛苦的时候，我们就会做一些事情让其他人也痛苦啊，哈。当我们很痛苦的时候，很担心很害怕的时候，我们可不可以就心情不好啦，就会很麻烦啦，讲一些很难听的说话啦，尤其是对一些在我们身边照顾我们的人啦，哈，那很多时候我们就想他们就是不想照顾我啦，那其实呢很多时候是因为我们因为心里面很害怕其他人不想照顾我们，我们就想一定其他人不想照顾我们了，其实可能这个都不是事实哈，我们就会有这样子的想法。Cultivating this clear awareness in charm practice can help us see that we are giving rise to these unhelpful thoughts that are causing us more suffering than necessary. So when we are not feeling well, it's easy to be grumpy and irritated, but if we know, if we have been observing our mind and know this happens, then we can catch ourselves doing that before it goes too far. 那我们呢 如果我们用禅修来常常来看我们观照我们的起心动念的时候呢，那我们就可以呢看到我们在升起这些这些想法，这些不是很有建设性的想法哈，让我们更多的痛苦的想法。那当然呢，我们身体不舒服的时候是很容易脾气不好的。可是当我们关照我们的起心动念的时候，知道我们有这样子的情况，有这样的习性的时候，当我们心里面要打算讲一些难听的话，做什么事情，我们就可以看到我们快要做这个事情，我们就可以停止它了。那如果我们对我们的心是不了解的时候，是没有办法的，都讲出来了。好， So without this clear awareness of the habits of our mind, we do the damage before we are aware of it. Those mean things that we say just come out without our being aware of it. So as we practice observing the impermanence and conditionality of the body and bodily sensations, we develop this right view regarding our body. And this practice will be very useful for contemplating and now in the process of aging and dying. 那这样子呢，常常关照我们的身体跟身体的感受的无常跟空，我们就慢慢真正的有这个建立这个对身体跟对我们的心跟身体的正念了。那这样子呢，对我们呢怎么去面对那个死亡跟老的过程呢，的修行是非常的重要的。那 so like older people often complain of aches and pains, I hear my parents do that all the time, and they feel tired, and the legs feeling weak, and the body is no good. You might also heard that older people are like, I don't want to take pictures, like they don't want to get into pictures because they don't like the way they look in pictures anymore. And actually, we may not need to be that old to begin feeling this way. And people were ready to tell you that that's how getting old is like, right? So, 那我们如果有跟这些年纪比较大的菩萨们讲话呢，他们常常好像我爸妈常常就说，哎呀，这个这里痛那里痛，然后就是那个觉得很累然后那个腿没有力然后呢都不想拍照，他们说不要拍，我不要拍照，因为他觉得自己拍照就是现在就照片里面都好不好看了maybe 那我在想呢，你可能不需要太老都已经开始有这样子的想法了，那个这种行为了那大家都说这个就是开始老了就会这样子，有这样子的情况哈。It's helpful to look into what's going on here. Why do we do that when we begin to get old? If we investigate our mind, we will see that we have developed a sense of who we are and become quite attached to our idea of who we are. And this suffering of aging comes from our attachment to our younger self. We have in our mind the snapshot of ourselves when our body was at its peak, like when it's most beautiful, when it's most vibrant, most healthy, most athletic, most energetic. We have that idea. That's me. That's how I'm supposed to be. And so we often hear older people say that when I'm your age, like means they're referring to when I'm my younger self, I could do this all day long, and then they start reminiscing all these wonderful things that they could do. And that this comparison of the present moment experience of our of ourselves, of our body, with that, with the snapshot that we have in our mind that we took of our younger self, is what fuels the dissatisfaction, our dissatisfaction of our aging.
那我很想，这究竟在发生什么事情？我们为什么年纪大会有这样子问题？那我们发现呢，在当我们在观照我们的心的时候，我们发现我们呢，对我们呢，我们自己究竟是怎么样的一个人，是很执着的。我们呢，为什么在慢慢老的时候？会有这样子的痛苦呢，就是呢，因为我们对我们是在执着我们自己的，我们在执着我们在更年轻的这个自我的形象，所以呢，我们就是在想，在心里面想，我在我们或是年轻的时候，最漂亮啦，最那个身体最最有最好的时候呢，在想这个就是我，我们就把那个印象放在我们的心里面。这个我们想，这个是我是应该是这样子的，我是应该是这样子的。所以呢，或者我们常常听到年纪他开始年纪大人就会讲，哦，我是你这样子的时候，就是意思说他年轻的时候，我可以怎么做什么，一天都不累啊，什么就会这样讲，就是。在把他现在的情况跟他心里面他年轻的时候他那个自我来做比较，那当我们这样子比较的时候呢，我们就一定会对我们现在当下这个身体的情况感受会觉得不满意，这个就是我们怎么样去升起痛苦。You might notice that doing that yourself. So, like, I invite you to investigate that. Like, maybe the time you wake up, look in the mirror, it's like, I'm not supposed to look like this. Where did the wrinkle come from? So, like, that's not me. Like, so that's the thought we're talking about. 那我就讲，大家可以参。就是常每一天早上起来看了脸，在洗脸的时候看了镜子里面，在想到，哎，我不是应该这样子了，我没有这么老吧，啊，就这个就是我们在比较，在不是没有去好好看当下的我是怎么样的，我们是在比较我跟那个比较年轻的样子去比较，啊，So you can see that it's the same dynamic going on there. We have an idea of how we're supposed to look, how we're supposed to feel, and compare our present moment experience with that idea. And that is how we generate suffering in the process of aging. 那我们的看线其实刚就跟我刚才讲的那个过程是一样的，我们有这个想法，我应该是那个身体应该是怎么样子的，怎么因为我的身体是应该怎么的情况的，我们就把我们年轻的样子那个情况来放在心里面，这个是我应该是这样子的，然后而不是呢好好的去好好的关照当下的情况是怎么样，这样当我们比较的时候，我们就会不希望我们现在当下的身体，然后希望可以去回去过去的那个身体了。那个这个就是我们怎么样去升起痛苦了。So the question is it possible to be in an aging body and not suffer? 那个问题就是我们可不可以在老，然后可是就是不生痛苦啊，不生痛苦，可不可以啊？Possible takes work work on in the practice, 这是可能的，可能的，至少痛苦少一点，
少一点痛苦，我如果我们努力修行的话，So, it would take total acceptance of the fact that the body and mind are impermanent. That physical deterioration of the body is inevitable in the process of aging. 这个修行就是要包括我们愿意彻底的接受这个我们的身体这个现实，就是这个身体跟我们的心是无常的，在我们老的过程里面，这个身体是慢慢会退化，慢慢有些人快一点，有些慢一点，是这个是会发生的，我们又愿意来接受这个事实。But it's very difficult to totally accept this.We secretly like ourselves to be the exception. Do we know that we secretly want to be that exception? Find out for yourself when you look into your mind. 可是这个彻底的去接受这个事实是很难的。我们每一个人都希望或许我不会吧。或许我不会吧。我们知不知道我们有没有这样子的想法？那当我们去关照我们的起心动念的时候，我们或许可以发现我们有这样子的想法。When we notice that we have this thinking, that means we have not totally accepted this fact of our life, of having this body. 那当我们看到我们有这样子升起这样子的念头的时候，我们就会知道的，我们是没有真正的完全的接受这个事实了。As I think about this talk, I have read some people, long-time practitioner, talking about old age and death. And one thing that kept coming up.Was that they discover this very deep fear that arises in the process, and they were surprised. Despite of the practice, one can be surprised, and this fear is something that we must get ourselves to look at, so that we are not.Going to be caught completely by surprise when old age and death come upon us. 那当我们呢？当我在准备在想这个演讲的时候，我去看一些其他的修行很久的菩萨们讲到他自己那个老了，还有这个快要死亡的时候的经验。那他们呢都会讲到发现有这样子这个很深很强烈的恐惧的感觉。那他们呢虽然他们修行了这么久，他们还是有点没有想到真的会这么强烈的恐惧的感觉。那所以呢知道有这样子的恐惧的感觉，就是我们要一定要希望用我们的修行呢来学习怎么样去面对去看这个恐惧的感觉是怎么样去怎么升起，我们可以怎么去面对它。 So I remember reading someone talking about I think it's Norman Fisher said thatI realize that I can't escape suffering. We need to keep this in mind if we have a secret wish to do so. But we can learn to practice to deal, to face, to live through the suffering with more wisdom and grace. 那我记得呢，有这位 禅修的老师讲了说，当他越来越老的时候，他发现我真的不可以那个避免痛苦的啊。可是虽然不能避免痛苦，我们是可以用修行来的方法来让我们学习怎么去好好的用智慧去面对我们老跟死这个过程。And one thing we can do is to investigate this fear rather than denying that this fear exists, which is easy to do, maybe our strong tendency to do that. 那其中一个重要的功课就是去好好的面对，去看，去去看这个恐惧是怎么在我们的心升起的。虽然我们的习性就是希望不要去看它，因为恐惧不是什么快乐的东西，我们不想去看啊。可是这个是很重要的功课。Besides watching how fear arises as we notice signs of aging arise in our body and mind, we can also practice by looking at others who are older than ourselves. We might find that when we look at someone with a lot of wrinkles, someone who now need to walk with a cane, we may notice the fear arising in our mind, the fear of that being our future. Maybe in addition to that, the aversion arising in our mind. Maybe things in our mind thinking, I'd rather die than to have to live in a diaper. That is the fear we need to investigate and become familiar with. 那这个恐惧我们怎么样去修行？我们可以修行，我们可以看我们，当我们看到我们的身体怎么样有这些衰老的现象升起的时候，我们发现这个恐惧感是会升起的。大家可以去试试看这个恐惧的哦 ，OK， 是这样子的。我们可以去看这个恐惧救醒的感觉是怎么样的，怎么升起的。我们可以学习修行，跟这个对这个恐惧是越来越熟悉。另外一个方法就是呢，我们可以看，当我们有机会接触到比我们老的菩萨的时候，我们可以去关照我们的心是怎么样，有什么反应的。我们会可能会发现，哦，这个人好老哦，哦，我这好多皱纹哦。他说，又走路又不能，又不能走啊。哦，我们会发现，我们看到这个情况是那个心里面的恐惧。不止，或许更加上去，就是我们会发现我们心里面会有这样的想法：我宁愿死啊，我都不要这样子啊，我宁愿死都不要要带着什么那个尿片了。我们可能有这样的想法，这些想法就是这个恐惧。所以我们说，怎么样用禅修去好好的看关照我们的起心动念，就是慢慢的熟悉我们心里面怎么样对我们的老的过程，不断的用不同的方式来升起这些恐惧，对它越来越熟悉。When we practice practice watching how our mind gives rise to this fear. We become very familiar to the form and shapes they take. Then when we get to the final moments of our life, that fear, the fear of what's going to rise, all these things become so familiar to us. So does it mean that when we begin to age, the knee pain is not going to hurt? Probably not. Still going to hurt. Does it mean that we're not? But when the time for us to leave this body near, does it mean that we are just going to, oh, this, okay, this is wonderful. We're going to be facing with all this joy. We don't know, but it might not be a piece of cake. But we know how to use our charm practice to see what's arising. And by this point, if you have been doing your practice, you have a better idea on what to do, not to give rise to more suffering than necessary. 我们的这个慢慢衰老的时候，这个身体开始有这个腿痛啊什么，这个腿就不会痛了，大概不是，腿还是会痛。是不是我们到要快要死的时候呢，都不会痛苦啊，不会恐惧啊，大概不是，还是恐惧，还是痛苦。问题就是我们那个时候，因为我们都习惯知道这个恐惧就是这样子了，就不会说，哎，我不知道是怎么样的哈，我们就可以呢，啊，就是这个恐惧我知道，我们因为对它已经很熟悉了，这样子呢，我们就可以不用，不必要的生气这个痛苦，这个是我们可以做的。
So this is what we can do with our charm practice to face our aging and death. And perhaps if we really take it seriously, we can enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. We may even be able to face it with such dignity and grace that our final days can be instructive for others, the way Master Shen Yan did for us. 所以呢，这样子我们就可以用禅修来帮助我们面对我们的老跟死亡的过程。那或许呢，如果我们好好努力的修行的话呢，我们或许还可以呢，在当我们最后的日子的时候呢，可以好好的做一个榜样，让其他来帮助其他人。 那好像我们的师父，圣严师父，给我们的最后的开始。谢谢，Thank you.